This week in West Virginia history, on April 17, 1757, George Washington ordered the Virginia militia to abandon Fort Ashby in present Mineral County. Captain Ashby of the Virginia militia had overseen the construction of Fort Ashby and Fort Cock just to the south in the summer and fall of 1755. Ashby and Cock were the first of several forts ordered built by Washington to defend the western Virginia frontier during the French and Indian War. The effort was in response to Indian raids that had occurred along Patterson Creek in 1755. At the time, the colony of Virginia was trying to encourage settlement on its western frontier and protect those who'd already settled there. By 1757, Washington could no longer provide enough forces to protect Forts Ashby and Cock, so he abandoned both sites. Afterward, Ashby was likely garrisoned by local militia until the threat of Indian attacks ended. Today, an old log building, probably a barracks, is all that remains of Fort Ashby. This structure, which was added to the National Register of Historic Places, is the last original structure associated with a frontier fort in West Virginia. For more information on Fort Ashby, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.